South Korea has received praise for its exemplary job limiting the spread of the coronavirus. One way they've done that, aggressive contact tracing, tracking where infected people have been and whom they might have come in contact with. GPS info, cell phone data, credit card transactions, all of that provide clues. Then authorities send out text alerts warning people if they may have been exposed. It is highly effective, but following a recent outbreak, many LGBTQ people say they feel like they're under government surveillance. Jason Strother has our story from Seoul.
When a 29-year-old man tested positive for COVID-19 recently, health officials blasted out a series of text messages to the public. They named all the places where he had partied over the previous weekend. To most people, the names of those venues probably didn't mean much. But not to Kim Eugene. She says she noticed right away that all of them are in an LGBTQ-friendly corner of Seoul. Kim, who's 28 and identifies as queer, says when she heard about the outbreak, she had mixed feelings. She says it's irresponsible to go clubbing during a pandemic. But Kim says she also worried about who's getting blamed for spreading the disease just as it's being brought under control. And that's pretty much what happened. A conservative newspaper reported that the outbreak started at a gay bar. That sparked anger on social media. Now, bars and clubs in the Seoul neighborhood where the outbreak began are all shut down.
It is completely dead here. One of the clubs named in the emergency alert has covered up its name with sheets of paper, and there are notices taped to windows saying that the venue has been closed down due to public health concerns.
Officials say around 200 cases are linked to this one outbreak. The Korea Centers for Disease Control says it's tracking everyone who spent time here in the first week of May to ensure they get tested for COVID-19. Yoon Tae-ho is a government health official. Here he is speaking through an interpreter at a press briefing.
The quarantine authorities is revealing the movements of the and the traces of where they have went to, and this is done so to minimize any further contact with other people. However, discriminating and hatred against them is actually increases the wounds and pains among these people. So please refrain from such hatred words against these group and targets.
The government says COVID-19 tests are anonymous. But that's not very reassuring to some LGBTQ advocates. Lee Jung-gul is the head of a rights group called Chingu Sai. He says Korea's contact tracing system raises privacy concerns for everyone.
Is it really helpful to release excessive personal data in a history of every place someone has visited? There needs to be more transparency and a better balance between human rights and personal data in relation to disease prevention.
Because of deep-seated homophobia, most LGBTQ Koreans prefer to stay off the radar. That's according to Todd Henry, who lectures in Korean studies at UC San Diego and is editor of a book called Queer Korea.
If their off-the-radar communities are being put under surveillance by COVID, then there's no space or room for LGBT people to move and navigate Korean society.
Henry says there are real repercussions if someone is outed. They could lose family support or their job. And in Korea's conscript military, homosexual acts are punishable offenses. Henry says the military has been accused of digging into dating apps to track down gay soldiers.
For gay men, the app is kind of supposed to be an under-the-radar or off-the-radar way of interacting with other gay men. When turned around and used by the military, it can be used as a kind of surveillance tool.
Henry says new laws to protect sexual minorities have been repeatedly blocked by conservatives. South Korea's progressive president, Moon Jae-in, says he supports equality, but not same-sex marriage. Kim Eugene says it's hardly a surprise that LGBTQ people don't feel safe about coronavirus contact tracing. She says the government claims it will protect our identities, but without any laws that actually protect our rights, how can we trust them? For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.